This past week, I received word of the first interactions between ospreys and snowy owls in this, the spring of the snowy owl. It seemed inevitable that the two species, which during normal years never come in contact with each other, would clash this spring. The first evidence of this has finally occurred. Ospreys and owls of any kind are not friends, and both have an instinctive aversion and fight response at the sight of the other. It is important to remember that ospreys have just returned from spending the winter in the tropics and are back on the Cape and Islands to reclaim last year's nest sites and get on about perpetuating their species. On the other hand, the snowy owls are not even a year old, are in the process of surviving their first winter well south of their species breeding range, and basically have no idea what the ospreys are upset about. The ospreys clearly have the home field advantage and are the more motivated of the combatants. The first encounter that I am aware of came from the west end of Nantucket last week, where an osprey was seen to repeatedly dive on and attack a snowy owl sitting on a small dune on the edge of the marsh. The osprey in question was a male and back to reclaim his nest pole in a very exposed section of beach where this snowy owl had spent the past couple of months. The osprey was possessed as it acrobatically stooped on the hapless owl that would puff up and throw out its wings and talons as the osprey rushed by. This went on for about 5 minutes before both seemed to tire of the encounter and the osprey flew off, leaving the owl ruffled, but none the worse for wear. Then, on March 29th at Angelica Point in Mattapoisett, Brad Wind, a shorebird biologist for the Manomet Center for Conservation Sciences, watched an impressive display of an osprey attempting to drive off a snowy owl. He managed a series of very good photos showing the action. The owl was sitting on a rock on the beach about a quarter of a mile from an osprey nest platform. The osprey spotted the owl and made protracted, repeated, and impressive dives and stoops on the owl as it was sitting on the beach, where up until now it had been able to hunt in peace. This osprey took extreme offense and kept the snowy owl's undivided attention as it bobbed and weaved for its life from the nest territory defense for about 5 minutes before the irate osprey figured out that that was enough for now. Fortuitously, both parties escaped unharmed. Snowy owl's eyes are fixed in their eye sockets, and they must turn their heads around constantly to keep apprised of danger in the air. They literally have their head on a swivel, so to speak, and with lots of ospreys not at all enamored of their presence, as well as peregrine falcons that like nothing better than to drop in a steep dive from a great height called a stoop and hit and possibly kill a snowy owl that is not paying attention to its aerial surroundings. It is tough out there on the beach for these young owls. As long as the owls see the threat coming, they can defend themselves by throwing their wings out, lashing out with their talons, and rolling on their backs with talons raised skyward. After dark, all aerial advantages switch to the nocturnal owls. As the next few weeks unfold, with lots of snowy owls still around, there will undoubtedly be more encounters between these two species. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.